Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is July 6th, 2015. And with me today, I have our own Bob, Dr. Mac Levitis. How are you, Bob?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm doing good, despite the fact that I apparently can't remember what month it is anymore. And John Bartolaro, how are you, John?
I'm good. Good morning. It's a rainy Monday here, 57 degrees.
Yes, and there are people in California shaking their fist at you right now.
Oh, yes, I'm sure.
Yeah, the upside is, if we're getting more moisture here, hopefully that translates to more water downstream for our friends in California.
I hope so.
We can live in hope. So, I thought that, Bob, since you're here today, and first, it's great to have you around. It's always nice to have you here.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's like a big hug fest now. I was curious about your first impressions with Apple Music. We've been talking about Apple Music quite a bit lately, which is no surprise because it's brand new. And I've been getting first impressions from everyone that's been on the show. And since you're here, I'd really love your take on Apple Music.
Well, so far, I've really liked it a lot. And I was absolutely ready to discontinue my Spotify subscription. But then, I guess on Friday, something weird happened, and it's thrown my faith in Apple Music. I said something to Siri that I've been saying for years, which is, play music by the Beatles. That's my go-to command when I can't think of what I want to listen to. So it used to work, and on Friday, it didn't work. I got a message that said, I'm sorry, I can't find that.
That's really interesting, especially since you know that your Beatles music was available.
467 tracks.
Yet that counts as available.
And yet, I would say.
And yet Siri couldn't find them. Now, if you went searching for the tracks yourself, and by searching I mean you actually go into the music app and you go into your music.
They're there. They're and there. I can listen to them. And what makes it even weirder is I can say, play All My Loving or play Love Me Do, and they'll play. The song will play. But if I say, play Love Me Do by the Beatles, it won't play. It can't find it.
And that's fascinating. And I know because first you're Dr. Mac, so you're totally on top of this stuff. You made sure that you didn't fall victim to the weird bug where metadata was getting scrambled up in people's iTunes libraries. So that's
as far as I can tell, my metadata is correct for all 15,000 plus songs. Everything looks right. The Beatles stuff looks right. It's tagged right. It's the album artist and the artist are right. I just don't know.
And this is the only artist this is happening for with you, as far as you know.
Yes, it even found Dr. Mac and his All Garage Band, which I know is not in iTunes music store or in Apple Music. The tracks I recorded myself that are in my iTunes library, found those. I don't know, I guess I could have it look for music by Prince. He's not on there, is he?
No, he's not.
Play music by Prince. Live demo. No, that didn't work. It thought it listened to. We'll try that experiment another time. But I don't think it found Prince.
Well, all right. So now I'm curious. Listeners, are any of you experiencing similar problems where Siri is not finding music that you know is available in your playlist?
Hey, let me make it even weirder, though. Okay. I posted it to my Facebook and asked all my friends if they were having the same issue, and about 8 people aren't having it. Some of them have iTunes Match, some don't. Some have Apple Music, some don't. I can't find the discriminating factor that makes my library different. I haven't found anybody yet who's having the same issue. But, you know, you guys saw it. I did it in front of you in the morning meeting. I showed you on screen what happens when I say play music by the Beatles. I've reset the iPhone. The only thing I haven't done is erase and restore, and I'm kind of, I guess maybe later if I can't figure it out by the end of the day, I'll do that too. But it's puzzling, and I have a playlist called Beatles, and if I say play the playlist Beatles, it works.
It's yeah, just that's
baffling. Baffling.
All right, listeners, if you are seeing similar problems or if you're having weird issues that that we should group source and figure out together, let me know. And you can do that by leaving comments in the show notes. You can shoot me an email at observers@macobserver.com or let me know on Twitter at TMO Daily. And the fact that you're having trouble with one component in Apple Music, Bob, brings me to the question that I want to ask John. John, how is Apple Music working for you?
Well, actually, I have not signed up for Apple Music yet. I'm sort of waiting until things settle down. I have played with the new iTunes Radio and iTunes 12.2 and built some more custom radio stations. I wrote an article about that. It turns out that I have a sort of a pattern of the way I work. I have a Mac where I keep all my songs that I've purchased, and I generally listen to those when I'm working. I'm not much of a portable music listener, so I don't really listen to music when I'm on the move. So what I've got is I've got a playlist synced over to my phone just in case I want to listen to music, but I don't have this compelling need to have all my songs available on all my devices everywhere I go. And that kind of tempers the way I approach handling my music. And so for now, I'm just keeping my purchased songs on a server and listening to iTunes Radio custom playlists, custom radio stations, I mean. And kind of watching and observing and waiting and just see how things go.
Interesting.
Yes.
So you're letting people like Bob and me and Dave and Brian and Kelly rush in where angels fear to tread. And you're just sitting back and waiting for the dust to settle. That's basically what you're saying.
Yes.
Don't you love our listeners and readers?
Well, I have this penchant for an orderly life, as you may have figured out, and I try not to frustrate myself by jumping on things right away, but when they're mildly half-baked, and get the lay of the land.
That's the difference between you and me. I couldn't wait to install it, even knowing that there's a good chance it was going to come back to haunt me. You know, that's just the way I am. I want to rip stuff open right away and look at its guts. So I had it from the minute it came out.
All right. So, Bob, when you get presents that are wrapped and you're told you can't open this before this certain date, were you, as a kid, the kind of person that would try and figure out what was in the box?
No, I would sneak downstairs with an X-Acto knife, open it up, see what it was, and then rewrap it.
All right. And, John, how about you?
I was that way when I was a kid. I couldn't wait. But as I've grown older, I've become more patient. Sometimes things sit on my desk for quite a while until I get to it. And I'm in no hurry to rip a lot of things open sometimes because I have things to do and I'm patient.
Interesting. All right. Basically, what I think is happening right now is we're working up psych evaluations on both of you live on the show.
I think you're right.
So, listeners, let us know how Apple Music is working out for you. And I'm really curious if people are having issues, and especially if you're having issues like Bob's mystery problem where Siri just refuses to play the Beatles for him. And just shoot me a note. Let me know. Okay, now, Bob, when we were talking before the show, you mentioned a really cool Apple Music tip.
And yes,
I'd love for you to share that.
Well, I was thinking about canceling my Spotify subscription, which I haven't done yet because I'm not sure about Apple Music after this Beatles deal. But I was thinking I have hundreds of playlists and albums saved in Spotify. And I saw a tip about importing the stuff into Beats Music and using a Beats Music importer, but it was one playlist at a time, and I thought that would take forever. So what I did was I went into Spotify on my Mac and took screenshots of all of my playlists and just saved them. And one of these days, I'll go through and recreate them. I'll go through and see what albums I want and, you know, grab those albums on Apple Music and recreate the few playlists that weren't just albums or artists. It probably will take me a couple hours, but it's better than losing them all completely. So I just took about 10 screenshots of all the albums and playlists and all the songs in them, and at some point I will organize that and recreate it in Apple Music, assuming I don't give up Spotify. That I do give up Spotify. Still undecided. I got 3 months.
Yes, yes you do.
And they don't have a family plan, so I have to say I'm inclined to go with Apple Music if possible. Because I got two kids that pay for Spotify. You know, adult kids.
Yeah, but they're your kids, so they still count as kids.
Yeah, and I'd like them to have it for free. I'm more than willing to pay the extra $5 a month for my kids.
See, you're a good dad.
That's the kind of guy I am.
Yeah, that's the kind of guy. Yeah. All right, so I hadn't even thought about doing screenshots of playlists that I have on other services and rebuilding them that way. That's kind of clever.
I think it might be faster than going through an importer that only takes one playlist at a time. I think it's going to be just as fast or faster.
And, all right, well, cool. Listeners, if you have any tips on how to effectively get your playlist from one service to another, let me know, because I'm really curious. And I'm actually curious for you guys, because I gave up on Spotify, Pandora, and Ardio a long time ago, and I don't have any playlists that I need to import, or at least any playlists that I care to import. So I want to know for you guys. So let me know. And as long as we're sharing tips, I have a tip to share as well. And this is something I figured out over the weekend. If you're listening to the curated playlists that show up in the For You section in Apple Music, you're not limited to listening to those only in the way that whoever curated that list put it together. So what you can do when you start playing one of those curated playlists, at the bottom of the window or the screen on your iPhone, you're going to see the name of whatever's currently playing. Tap on that, and now you're going to see that song with all the playback controls. And then off to the right of the playback controls, you have the little hamburger button, the little three lanes stacked on each other. Tap on that, and now you're going to see the actual playlist. And from there, you can tap and drag on the little hamburger icon things to reorder that playlist. And if there's a song or multiple songs in that list that you just simply don't want to listen to, as long as they haven't played yet, you can swipe from right to left across the name of that song, and you'll get a remove button. So you can fine-tune those playlists, and it's really cool. Now, since these playlists are hand-curated and are updated periodically, if you've spent a lot of time reordering a playlist like that and taking stuff out, at some point, it's going to reset back to whatever the default is, because the playlist, once it's updated by whoever curated it, it just resets at that point. So you'll have to go back and change your playlist again at that point. But until that happens, and there's no guarantee it's going to happen quickly, you have your own totally personalized playlist from a For You playlist, which I think is pretty cool. And there you go. So now I'm just waiting to see how long it takes before John decides to jump in to Apple Music.
When all is orderly and coherent and trustworthy, you guys are experts on music. I'll let you guys kind of carry the early experimental load for now. I'll be along soon.
All right. Well, we'll be waiting here in the mire of music. We'll be waiting for you. All right. Hey, that's all we have today. So, Bob, thank you so much for being here today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's always great to have you. And John, it's always great to have you here too. So thank you for joining me.
Pleasure.
And listeners, thank you so much for being here yet again. And we will see everyone again tomorrow. We'll be right back.